And man, we're flying right through this show, aren't we?
Yeah.
I love how you just space out, like staring straight ahead.
Yeah.
I'm being spoken to now. I should turn and say something, probably something in the affirmative. Yeah.
I was very traumatized by what just happened. I'm sorry.
What was that?
A little slip up at Steve's house.
Oh. Hey, it all washed off pretty good, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Sticks in the morning, what's up?
Yes, hello. I am an Iraqi woman living in Manhattan listening to this morning radio show.
Oh, well, thanks for listening today. We appreciate that.
I heard you mentioning MySpace earlier.
Yeah, last hour we were talking about this girl who sent out a bulletin on there asking people what they thought of her haircut, and it was horrifying, but a whole bunch of people still posted that it was good.
Well, I think that what you should do is ask the audience what salon they would send people to, as you see that 10 members of my family go to Ogden Unisex Salon.
Oh, and that works out for you?
Yes, very good. All 10 members of my family enjoy our experience there.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Because a bad haircut is as bad as a chemical weapon, like Saddam Hussein. Even though President Bush did not find chemical weapons, he did get rid of a chemical weapon named Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I lost my train of thought.
Oh.
It happens.
Yeah. So you liked the Ogden salon there?
Yes.
Did you have any other thoughts on MySpace? I mean, that's why you called.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, sir. As you see that I have set up a slideshow on my MySpace.
You're all over the MySpace. You were one of the first people to know about having like a top 12 and everything.
Yes, I needed the top 12 so that I could fit all 10 members of my family.
Yeah, I know. And I forget, you mentioned something else. But so now you're saying you have a slideshow up.
Yes, I have a slideshow with all 10 members of my family.
Hello? Oh.
What?
She must have passed out from lack of oxygen or something. I don't know.